Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sam Spiegelman, analyst for On3 Recruits. Sam, it's been a while. How you been, Speaks?
Doing great, guys. How you guys been?
Good. You like that new nickname I gave you? Maybe it's new, maybe it's not. I don't know.
I can roll with it.
All right, that works. Hey, so the recruiting class for under first-year head coach Brian Kelly starting to take shape. What are the two or three guys that you like the most so far in the 23 class?
Ooh, that's a really good question. Jalen Brown is their most recent. Probably one of the more difficult ones to hold on to, but he's a five-star wide receiver out of Miami. Mike Deacon can probably testify after seeing his film, but he reminds me a ton of Devontae Smith from A-Meet. The only issue with Jalen is Smitty never drops the ball. He will never drop a ball. So Jalen's got to work on the hands, but the smoothness, the suddenness, he goes underneath. He can beat you deep. He's got elite track speed. Wide receiver is not the deepest position in the state of Louisiana this year. LSU had to go out of state, and to get a guy out of Miami that Miami really wanted, LSU's going to have to hold on to him. That's going to be difficult, but he's one of my favorites. And the other, Dalen Austin, same thing with DB in the state of Louisiana. There's a couple really good ones, mostly some elite safeties, but not true corners. And they went out to Long Beach, California for Dalen Austin. He's a guy that Georgia and Alabama all really wanted. Michigan State still really wants. He's an SEC corner. He's big. He's long. He's physical. I just heard you guys talking about Elias Ricks. Now, he's not as big as Elias, but a lot of those same attributes are in Dalen. And he's another one of those out-of-state guys that I really like in this class.
Sam, I think it's going to be really graded upon how well you can finish up in the state of Louisiana now that you've got a little bit of traction. And for a lot of people, they didn't want to have no patience. No, we should have seven recruits from Louisiana right now committed. Come on. You sort of lost a lot of the connect the dots once you made the coaching change. And that had to happen. But once you did that connect the dots to mom and dad, to the trainer, to the assistant coach, to the head coach, was lost. So you got to build that up a little bit. That takes a little time. Now, some people don't have any patience. None. In this world. And so they want it instant, just like they shoved that thing in that microwave. They want it instantly. And I think the other part is offensive line, because if there's an area, and even Coach O admitted to me, man, Mike, that's the one spot I wish we could have really done better along that offensive line. And a lot of that's going to have to come. Now, you got a couple kids in state, but a lot of that's going to come from out-of-state offensive linemen.
Mike, you're right on both those points. People want results on recruiting right away, and people see Brian Kelly coming in. Top five recruiting class at Notre Dame, that's unheard of. And then they want, now he's in the SEC recruiting Bamba, and they still want to see it done just as quickly. And obviously it takes time. What I love about the staff that Brian Kelly brought in is they can recruit in state, and they will recruit in state. And we're about to see some fireworks. They've started to go off in end of June, beginning of July. It's going to continue. And like you said, Mike, a lot of these guys are going to continue to fall off the board as their senior seasons begin. And then these final official visits come in. And for certain kids, they're going to be playing for state championships. So it might go a little bit longer. It always depends on the kid. But there's a ton of in-state dominoes that are still yet to fall. And LSU is trending in the right direction for a lot of them. And because of that, look at the guys they brought in. Frank Wilson, I call him the godfather of the state. He most certainly is. He's done it at LSU. He's done it at McNeese. He came in and raided Louisiana for all the three stars. He was at UTSA. He knows everyone, everyone's mom, everyone's dad, everyone's coach, everyone's uncle. He knows everyone. Joe Sloan is one of the best offensive minds in the country at Louisiana Tech. Was probably considered for that head coaching job. I know he's considered to be the head guy at UL Monroe at some point. He ultimately winds up as the QB coach. He's one of the young, energetic in-state guys. He's the whole reason that LSU was not going to get Arch Manning, but he's a big reason why they got him on campus for that 7-on-7 tournament. He's a big, young, energetic force on the staff. And then you got guys that can go national. You know, you brought in Brian Polian. Everyone knows Bill Polian, the architect of those Bills and Colts teams. Well, Brian brings that Notre Dame mindset. He's finding the best in Louisiana, but he can also go into the Midwest. You see that they got commitments from the number one player in Minnesota, the number one player in Indiana. They've gone into Miami. They've gone into Columbus, Georgia. They've gone into Baltimore, Maryland. This staff has the same ties to go out of state, to go in state. And then to Mike's second point real quick, yeah, they're trending in a great direction with another elite tackle. Now, Louisiana does not produce left tackles at a high rate. Last year they got Will Campbell, which was, you know, he was trending toward LSU since he got that offer. And now they might be able to repeat history second year in a row out of Neville with Lance Hurd, who, in my opinion, is if he's not the number one, he's the number 1B tackle in the entire country. And he put on a show at LSU camp just like his former Neville teammate did a year ago at their elite camp. He's trending toward LSU right now. They're in a big fight with Mickey Joseph in Nebraska. But for interior guards, I think they're still going to have to go out of state. They like guys from New Jersey, Chase Besantis. They like TJ Shanahan from Austin Westlake. They've been recruiting those guys for a while. Guy to watch, again, from last year's class, Emory Jones, is going to be a big help. I think he'll probably play a little bit this year as a result of that, what Mike talked about on the interior offensive line.
And that's a young man, too, from St. Aug, correct? That they've been...
Right, there's two tackles in New Orleans that LSU is after. Caden Jones from De La Salle, Tyree Adams from St. Aug.
Correct.
You know, they're in it with all the SEC teams for Tyree, so I think that's a recruitment that's going to kind of pick up one of those, you know, after St. Aug season, well, you know, Alabama, A&M, Texas, LSU all fighting, Ole Miss. And then with Caden Jones, Florida State is making a big push. They got a top 100 tackle to commit to them today. They just got Caden Jones on campus. LSU also had him on campus a few times this spring. Might be one of their backup options in state, but certainly another guy to watch. And I think he could also slide inside as well, but he's got the size to play on the outside.
No question. And listen, my thing about it is I recruit tackles unless there's a great guard. Because you know what? I can interchange a tackle and put it to guard. And if I got a great guard, a great center, I keep him there and I go after him. But, you know, you can't ask that 6'2" guard to go play left tackle. Okay, that's not working in this league today. But another young man looks like tomorrow is Caleb Jackson from Liberty Magnet High School in Baton Rouge. We'll be making that that commitment, correct?
Yeah, and Caleb, this one has been a really interesting recruitment.
It sure has.
It has, and to be honest, Caleb Jackson is probably my favorite running back in the state for this year. I've got to see him multiple times. You know, when I was at Rivals, we saw him at the Rivals Underclassmen Challenge, put on a show. We know he's built like a tank at 5'10", 200-plus pounds. We know he's got incredible times on the track. But, you know, what he did last year at camp, showing that he could catch the ball out of the backfield. And I saw him play against Walker Howard in the playoffs last year. And he does everything for Liberty Magnet. He is an all-purpose back that's built like Jonathan Taylor. I think he's the best back in the state. Now, he was leaning out of state for a good bit of time, A&M and Bama. Tennessee was in it with him. When he's a guy, we talk about the in-state guys that LSU has on their staff. And Frank Wilson, over the spring, turned up the heat on Caleb. You know, and Alabama also offered him this spring and got him on campus right before his decision. It seems to be between LSU and Bama. I think I like where LSU stands as going into the decision, but Alabama hasn't taken their foot off the gas. And I think regardless of what we see tomorrow, it's going to be a battle between those two fan favorites until December.
They never do take the gas, foot off
tomorrow
the gas,
is
that's
just
for
Tuesday,
sure.
And they'll continue to recruit them till Christmas.
From a standpoint of today, young athlete from the Georgia area that he sort of played across the board, but he projects as a receiver. Your thoughts?
Who's this?
A man, name slips me at the moment. He's from the Georgia area that is committing at 6 o'clock tonight. He's played running back, wide receiver, played a little quarterback. The name will pop in my head. But
I know,
he's committing at 6 o'clock.
I know the name is a slip in my mind, so I'm not exactly 100% sure.
Okay.
We're hanging out with Sam Spiegelman, analyst for All Three Recruits. Sam, would they add another quarterback to this class?
They're hoping to. You know, it's been an interesting cycle. What was that?
I said, good luck adding that. I think
exactly.
A lot
and
of those
exactly
quarterbacks take a look.
That's exactly how this class has kind of staged out. You have Arch Manning at the top, Eli Holstein and Ricky Collins, all three of them now committed out of state. You know, LSU really, with this new staff, kind of zeroed in on Dante Moore, the five-star out of Detroit. And at one point, if they weren't the leader, they were really pushing Notre Dame and were in the running, and there was a ton of confidence in Baton Rouge going into the summer about their chances with Dante Moore, who, at least what I've seen this offseason, is at least the number two quarterback behind Arch in the country. And they felt really good. And this thing took a 180, I think, midway through the summer when Michigan replaced Notre Dame and Oregon got into the mix very heavily, got him on campus. A&M got him on campus, commits to Oregon way earlier than anyone anticipated. Right now, I think LSU is, you know, they explored a couple of options out of state. They offered Brock Glenn out of Memphis. They're looking at some other guys across the country, but I think the guy that we all know they're going to turn up the heat on is Ricky Collins. They've gotten him on campus a few times in June. I think he's one of the more high-level game managers with exceptional multi-sport background, poised through the roof. We saw him beat Catholic, make a deep run against Destrehan in the playoffs. He's a winner. You know, he might not excite you like a lot of the five stars in this class, but I think he's a really talented, huge upside, high floor kid as well. I think they're turning up the heat on Ricky. Now the road is stacked against him. You know, he's very comfortable with Purdue. Other schools are also recruiting Ricky, but this is going to be LSU versus Purdue. And LSU is playing from behind. As I mentioned, they've missed on a couple of targets, but they like Ricky, and Ricky has some interest in LSU, but they got some work to do going into the fall.
Sam, it popped in my head. Joseph Stone, Jr.
Okay. Yeah, Joseph Stone is a guy that they've is an underclassman out of Grayson that they've had on campus a bunch.
Hey Sam, let me interrupt. We're up against the clock. I'm going to break and then bring you back, and we'll talk about Mr.
Joseph
Stone.
Joseph Stone.
All right.
You got it, guys.
All right. We'll step away and come back. Mike Dettillier, Christian Garrick, Sam Spiegelman, Joseph Stone conversation, LSU recruiting coming up next after our break here on WWL. All right, back here with Sam Spiegelman, analyst for On Three Recruits. Mike, you had a question, one last question for him.
Yeah, about Joseph Stone, who's a 2024 recruit. He's from the Georgia area. Sam, maybe you can explain a little bit. At one time, Georgia was a honey hole, so to speak, for LSU. They were getting a lot of kids from that area to visit and also go to LSU. That hasn't happened over the last few years. Looks as though they're back in the Georgia area. And also, too, a little bit about Shelton Sampson from Catholic High in Baton Rouge. No question, the number one rated wide receiver in the state of Louisiana. I know one thing, Alabama, they almost done pitched a tent here to try to get him to go to Tuscaloosa. So a little bit about Stone, who will be a 2024 recruit. And you're already looking into that category. But also about Sampson, who's a 2023 kid from Catholic High.
Yeah. Well, let's start with Stone. Kind of what you were saying, Mike, like you said, he plays multiple positions for Grayson, which if you're not the normal high school fan, it's one of the powerhouses in the Peach State. He plays a little bit of everything, but for LSU, they're recruiting him at DB. This is one of the guys that Robert Steeples, the new LSU DB coach, a cornerbacks coach, has eyed on. Kerry Cooks is also a big part of his recruitment, the nickels and safeties coach. But, you know, he's one of these guys that, you know, we see it all the time. He's the best athlete on the field. And we're saying that's a big deal at a school like Grayson, where he's doing a little bit of everything, moves so fluidly. Some of the offers at Robert Steeples, you see that these guys are moving like SEC corners. And when you see Joseph Stone moving, you're thinking SEC defensive back for sure. I like where LSU sits with him tonight. They're quietly building up this 2024 class. And like Mike alluded to, you know, LSU's recruited Georgia for a long time. You think about guys like Arden Key, you know, is from Georgia. And people don't even know. They were in it with Big Cat, who, you know, obviously was a big star at Auburn for all these years, more than people realize because of Coach O.
Yep.
You're bringing back Brian Kelly, while at Notre Dame, recruited Georgia very well. And Notre Dame and Ohio State were battling Alabama and Georgia for guys in the Peach State, and then Florida State at their best recruits Georgia very well. Remember that Travis Hunter, the number one player in the country last year, was committed to Florida State. So Georgia's a little bit more open ground to schools coming in, and LSU has had a pipeline in the past. Largely, Coach O is a big reason why, but guys like Kerry Cooks and obviously Robert Steeples and Brian Polian are a big reason why they're able to compete for guys like Joseph Stone right now, and he'll make his decision here shortly. The other guy, like you guys mentioned, Shelton Sampson, he was all the buzz on Twitter yesterday. I was on a flight home from New York, and I thought my timeline had frozen. Like I was in December already. But you know, Shelton is, like Mike said, he's a number one receiver. He's a 5-star at Baton Rouge Catholic. As a freshman, before he even played a down, he clocked a 4.36 40, I believe. At 6'4" and 190 pounds, he's as physically gifted as it gets. Obviously part of a state championship program at Baton Rouge Catholic. He does everything well. He can high point the football. He's got a tremendous catch radius. He can beat you deep, but he's even more impressive with that track speed and size going over the middle and able to beat double teams, triple teams. I've seen him beat triple teams in 7-on-7, and he's fun to watch. He's a gazelle like none other. I like where LSU stands, but really, like Mike said, Alabama loves them, and Alabama's not going anywhere. Texas A&M loves them. They're not going anywhere. But honestly, the school that might be making the biggest run for him that's not LSU is Florida State. His former high school coach, Dave Fertitta, is an assistant over there, and David Johnson, who's recruited the heck out of the booth for several years, is at Florida State. Mike Norvell's got some things, some off-season juice going at Florida State, and you know, Shelton, I think at earliest could possibly make a decision in August. I think it's trending more toward maybe at earliest October or November. But you guys know that Catholic is going to be on a run toward a state championship. I could see it going to December possibly. But, you know, I like where LSU sits, but it's not over yet. Trust me.
Sam Spiegelman, analyst for On3 Recruits. Thanks, man.
Thank you, Sam.
Yep, anytime, guys.
All right, we'll step away and come back. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.